Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Some good news for American workers today. The Labor Department reports the unemployment rate dropped to a four-year low last month to 4.7%. But there is no celebration on Wall Street today, where the news actually sent stock prices tumbling. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, why the frowning on Wall Street? Isn't it a good sign for the economy if more people are finding work?
Well, that might be the logical conclusion, Madeline, but when have you ever heard Wall Street described as logical? President Bush has been touting this report today. He says it's welcome news and it shows that the economy continues to grow. But the folks on Wall Street, they're a contrary bunch when it comes to this kind of news. Here's the problem. The way stock market traders see this, it's going to be putting added pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep raising interest rates. And now, you know, the Fed has been trying to build just enough slack into the economy to keep consumer demand from outpacing supply. In business speak, they call this capacity. So what we're seeing today on Wall Street is a bet that this capacity could get eaten up and inflation could take off, and that could cause the Fed to raise interest rates even longer than expected. Of course, the Fed raised interest rates again earlier this week, but some economists had been suggesting that the increases might come to an end after one more hike, possibly at the Fed's next meeting in March. Well, now the betting is there could be even more to come.
So the economy is adding jobs. Compare the economy, the snapshot this year to last year, if you will.
Well, actually, that's a question that really shows how nuanced this reaction on Wall Street is today, because the labor force is growing in the past month. It grew. And as we mentioned, it grew perhaps enough to trigger even higher interest rates. But these payrolls aren't growing quite as fast as they were last year at this time. And if you go back a couple of years to January of 2004, the economy added 2.1 million jobs. Last month, the growth was 1.98 million. So this could be a double-edged sword. In fact, there's one Wall Street analyst quoted today as saying that there's a whiff of stagflation when you add up the numbers this week. Just yesterday, there was word of a surprise drop in productivity, in worker productivity in the final quarter of 2005. So you've got a chance that the economy might be, if not stagnating, then at least slowing down a bit. And at the same time, we've got today's report that shows consumer buying power could be growing in the months ahead. We aren't there yet by any means, but if these things do keep going in both directions, then what we could see is this definition of stagflation, of a slowing economy and at the same time inflation setting in. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be looking further into the latest unemployment numbers.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.